Thank you for joining me today. My name is Reverend Barry King, and I'm sitting out on the deck today on a beautiful August day. And I thought I would share with you a message from my book, Many Paths, One Truth, An Affirmation of Spirit. And this chapter, it's a very short chapter, and it's called Action is the Fuel of Life. When I started thinking about what I would write today, I wasn't quite sure what to say. As I often do, I took a moment and asked Spirit for some guidance. I was suddenly aware of places and people pregnant with ideas. I could see situations and people brimming with possibilities. I could see people asking Spirit for guidance and receiving answers. I could see people praying and being brought opportunities in answer to their prayers. Even though I could see all these wonderful things, there was something missing. Something was wrong with the picture that I saw. People were not happy. Situations were not being resolved. Opportunities were amounting to nothing. What was missing? What was the key? The missing key was action. A simple word, but one of great power. It is only through action that possibilities, that thoughts are translated from intent, from the etheric into the physical. It is only through action that we are able to move ourselves through life with awareness. That means that we are in charge of our lives. And action is the affirmation that puts us squarely in the driver's seat. Without action, things do not get resolved through conscious choice. Without action, seeds do not blossom. It is important we understand that a spiritual journey is a journey of seeking truth and translating these truths into action. Once we have undertaken an action, we can reassess the situation by examining the consequences. Once the consequences are assessed, we continue our search. The path is a path of patience and courage. It is a process which is never completed because we will always strive for greater truth and awareness. I have seen people spend a great deal of time trying to find answers only to be stopped by an action once they have them. If we ask Spirit for guidance, we must be prepared to take the information and translate it into doing. Knowledge without action is empty. There are many reasons for us to be inactive. There are many reasons for inaction. Sometimes people are not prepared to face change. Sometimes the thing we hate is something familiar, sort of comfortable, and therefore very hard to let go of. Sometimes we are not prepared to face truth. Sometimes we are afraid. Sometimes we are waiting for someone else to act. No matter what the reason for our inaction, know that it is only through the action that we can move forward. God wants us to be happy, but we must choose through what we do, through our action, to realize the possibilities which are brought to us. Sometimes right action can make us feel uncomfortable or unhappy because it challenges us. Challenges are not a bad thing. We may be reacting to newness or change, or maybe move to more right action, which will move us forward. It is also important to know that when we choose to not act, it is considered an action. Not to act on truth is a choice to act or remain in untruth. So if we ask for truth, receive it, and have not acted, then our choice of action was to ignore what we knew to be truth. Not acting is an action by default, and it has consequences. When what we do is born out of fear or impatience, it is not action through truth. There are many who allow fear to be the impetus that moves them through their lives. Fear of being alone, fear of upsetting someone else, fear of making a mistake, fear of accepting responsibility, fear of living, fear of dying, are all motivators for inaction or wrong action. Do not allow fear to move you to action or bring you to inaction. Happiness and love do not come from untruths such as fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear serves no function except to rob us of our power. You are of spirit and you have nothing to fear. God does not expect any of us to change overnight. Action does not necessarily need to be drastic or overly challenging. Take one step at a time. There is no need to be overwhelmed. Each step will move us closer to the truth, to our truth. Each step will move us closer to happiness, to joy. Rejoice that we have the tools to achieve our goals, even when we do not know what they are. Know that the fuel which will move us through life is action based on truth, action based on love. With truth as our fuel, we will move through our challenges filled with joy and light. We will succeed. That was an excerpt from my book, Many Paths, One Truth, and I thank you for joining me today. I wish you much joy and happiness and many bright blessings, and may you act in ways that take you to your greatest joy. Thank you and goodbye.